Station Huntsville, Speaker on 2 for Johnny and Cypher Mobile Graph.
Huntsville, Johnny on 2, calling for the Mobile Graph. I'm setting that up now. Sorry, I woke up, slept in a little bit, and setting it up now.
Okay, copy, Johnny. No worries. We just want to make sure that you were didn't have any trouble with that and could get it done by 0800 to get all the measurements. But happy that you're doing it now. Appreciate it.
Checking in.
Houston Station 2 for Stoke Track, step 263.
Hey, Zena, good morning. With you on 2.
Good morning. We just want to make super duper sure that we are meeting the intention of Stoke Track for CG purposes and just our big picture awareness. We had a similar question for step 262.01. I think big picture, our goal is to load the corridor of Bay 5 in Cygnus with some heavier trash items. The location coding is giving us a little bit of confusion. So in step 262.01, that MSL core facility was supposed to go to port 5_11. That location already has stuff in it. ISO clarified that they mean to put the core facility in the main corridor of Bay 5, but biased towards the 1-1 location relative to the reference frame. So same question for 263. Is that MSL gas supply supposed to go into the main corridor of Bay 5? And if so, what other steps are like this? And I think a little bit more just plain English verbiage in the notes would be really helpful.
Okay, Zena, yeah, we copy your question. Definitely understand the concern there. I want to make sure we are all in sync before we proceed. Let me chat a little bit more here with Flight. And also, ISO is not in yet, so we want to make sure we get you the best words going forward. So just stand by a little bit on that. We'll make sure we have our ducks in a row and get back to you.
Okay, sweet. We really appreciate that. Thanks.
Station Huntsville, Space 02 for Kimia and aerosol monitors at your convenience.
Down 2.
Ohio, Gozai Mas, Kimia-san. We will not be able to complete our commanding for your aerosol monitors card remove at 10:25 today, that flexible activity. You can abort that activity today, and we will reschedule that tomorrow.
Okay, I understand. I'm going to just abort that. But in case, if you guys are actually successful during the today, I can do that anytime today, later in the afternoon or even night, so please let me know. Or otherwise, I can just do it tomorrow. Thank you.
Copy all. Thank you for the flexibility.
Thank you for your help. And additional comment for the Huntsville. If you have some record difficulties reading cards, I can receive and confirm the card is properly installed right now.
And Kimia Huntsville with you. We are in a good config right now. We are just not complete with our commanding, so we'll get that done today and get that rescheduled. So everything's in a good config.
Okay, understand. Thank you. Thank you for the clarification.
Station Huntsville, Space Ground 2 for Mike and Droplet at your convenience.
Good morning. It sounds like Emma.
Good morning. It is. This is completely up to you, but if you're amenable to it, we are ready to start Droplet early today. We have all teams on the ground. So if you'd like to give yourself a little bit of runway, we are ready to start.
Fantastic, yes. It was really interesting, and kudos to the team yesterday for working on for our work together on Droplet. I was glad to be part of the team. Y'all made me feel welcome. So happy to start today. I'll probably, why don't we consider this a 5 minutes until the first activity, and I'll see you all on the Space to Ground 3-4 this morning for the activities. Looking forward to it.
All right, copy that. We'll give you 5 minutes, and then we'll meet you on Space to Ground 3 for today.
Okay, thanks. And I will also set up lab camera 2. I believe that's what the execute node would like.
Affirm, lab cam 2.
Station Houston on 2 for Johnny and 2 items.
Houston, Johnny 2, ready, copy.
Hey, Johnny. So the JRMS ops are going a bit long, meaning that the no T2 exercise constraints are probably going to go about 15 or 20 minutes late to roughly 9:50. So we'll give you a call once that's all wrapped up and you're go to use T2. We think the impact's minimal because the Cypher ops, albeit flexible, can actually go to the other side of your midday meal. So if your exercise runs a little late, feel free to take a lunch and then jump over to Cypher. We checked with Huntsville. The only thing is it needs to be sequenced after exercise. How copy?
No big deal at all.
Copy, no big deal. And then the next one is you and your crewmates may have noticed the suppressed caution on the board for the starboard forward no to IMV. We attempted to reclose the RPC associated with that with no joy. So we're going to inhibit that caution going forward while we troubleshoot. Minimal impact to the crew. The only thing would be if there was an EMER, you would have to manually close that IMV, but procedures protect you. So again, no change to the plan, no impact. We just wanted to give you that context going forward.
Hey, copy all. And you said that was the node to starboard forward, right?
That is a good readback.
Great, copy. Thanks for both SA items. And I'll wait to hear back from you before starting T2. Thanks, Matt.
Sounds like a plan.
And Houston Station on 2, real quick, I've put on the node 2 camcorder, lab 1 camcorder. We know we were having trouble with it, but I put it up just in case. If you'd like me to turn it off, just let me know. Over to my friend Zena.
Hey, Mike, we copy. We're trying to route it right now.
Houston Station 2 for Yeda Bay Outlook.
Zena, go for Yeda Bay.
Hey, just looking for a go in step 3.1. And also wondering if you have any other troubleshooting or if I need to hold off for any more time.
Hey, Zena, yep, you are go, and we only need you to do the subset of this procedure per the steps in the execute note. So you do not need to do the whole thing as written.
Okay, copy. I see. So just step 3.5, 3.6.1, and 3.7.5.
Yep, good. Read back, and then once you're done with that, give us a call, and then we'll start our test tool.
Perfect. We'll do Houston Station 2 for you today.
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay, that task is complete. Things I can report to you, the Yeda Bay is not empty, but also definitely not full. It's closer to empty than full. The Dr. Dovlinia double green hose was in a good config. Only delta that I noticed was I was able to get about another quarter turn on the fasteners before they torqued out at 22.
Okay, Zena, we copy all. We copy the extra turn on the quarter turn on the fasteners. We are going to put that test fill in work right now. We think it'll take about 5 minutes. No need to stand by the hardware or anything like that, but we will give you a call back in 5 minutes once we're done.
Copy, sounds good to me.
Station Houston on 2 for Zena and Yeda Bay.
On 2.
Hey, Zena, unfortunately, no joy with our test, but the good news is we have 3 additional troubleshooting steps for you if you're ready to copy. Hey, Zena,
Hey, Houston, you dropped out there for just a second. Could you repeat your last?
Yep, sorry. There seemed to be a comm blip right there. But unfortunately, the test we did was no joy, but we do have 3 additional steps for you for troubleshooting if you're ready to copy.
Ready to copy.
Okay, Zena, so this will require you to don PPE, and then we have 3 steps, and we think that you can do these in order based on the likelihood of them helping solve the problem. So the first one's pretty simple. Trace the double green hose from the Yeda Bay to UTS and confirm connection. And then after that, you can perform in that procedure 2.900 step 3.7.3. to do a tug test. And then finally, after that, in the same procedure, step 3.7.6 to verify that the cap is installed on the fill level indicator. How copy?
Okay, copy. I'm going to don PPE. I'm going to trace the double green hose to UTS, verify that it's connected. I'll use procedure 2.900, 3.7.3 for a tug test, and then 3.7.6 to check the fill indicator.
That is a good readback, and just for additional context, the PPE is critical for the tug test in 3.7.3.
Copy and understand. Thanks. Houston Station 2 for Yeti Bay.
We're with you, Zena. Go ahead.
Confirmed everything. The connection of the double green hose was good on both ends. Good connection on the main transfer hose, and the cap is installed on the indicator port. Anything else you want me to try? I can tell there's still some mass in the Yeti Bay, but it is really mostly empty. I'm wondering if this is just as much as we can squeeze out of this one, or maybe there's a fold in the bladder somewhere inside. I'm happy to open it up.
Okay, Zena, yeah, we appreciate the offer for more help, but I think we're going to stand down from any troubleshooting on your end for today. Ethos will try to do another test transfer right now, but if that doesn't work, we'll have to sharpen our pencils and get back to you guys.
Copy all.
Station Houston on 2 for Zena, back with you on stowage, if you're ready.
Go for stowage.
Hey, Zena, so appreciate the patience here. So we're with you in step 263, and we're going to create a mental model here. If you're looking at the constraint image, our mental model is that your head is towards the end cone and your feet are towards the Cygnus hatch, and that right now the MSL hardware is in port 411, and we'd like you to push that down a level to port 5, aka closer to the hatch, and then as far to the right, or sorry, closer to the end cone, excuse me, and then as far right as possible to that 3-1 location. And again, that assumes that your head is closer to the end cone. How copy?
Copy all and understand. We just want to be sure we are on the same page about location coding. We had the same question for the step prior with the, I think it was the MSL or something like that. Basically, there's already stuff in the 1-1 and 3-1 location, and so we're wondering if the intention is to move that stuff aside so that we can really put hardware in the inner layer, or if it's meant to fill the currently empty central corridor of Bay 5.
And Zena, we're checking.
Station 2 with a figure that might help us same language.
Hey, Zena, we're just about to call you back, but go ahead with that figure.
Okay, so if you look at the Cygnus Cargo Ops overview document that's attached as a message to any of the Cygnus Cargo Ops activities, I'm looking at page 4, figure 6. And if you look port and starboard, there's the outer layer and inner layer, whereas aft and forward just have aft and forward. In between the port inner layer and starboard inner layer, there's some empty space. In some bays, this is going to be more space than in other bays, just depending how large the items on the outer layer and inner layer are. And so when we say central corridor, I'm talking about that empty white space between port and starboard inner layers.
Okay, Zena, that figure reference was perfect. We were actually looking at that earlier. That helps to say that we are definitely in sync with you guys. So for this specific step, going all the way down to the end cone in port 6, we are fine with that being completely blocked off because the 6th area is already closed out. So basically, if you need to go down to port 5 to put the MSL hardware there, it's fine if it covers up some of that inner corridor, that white space in the figure, since you don't need to go all the way down to 6 anymore going forward.
Copy. Understood. Just want to make sure that we are saying the same thing here. There is already stuff in port 5, 1-1, 2-1, 3-1, 4-1, whatever you want to call it. There's stuff all the way across from aft to forward in the port 5 location. So what we're wondering is the intent for Kimia's step, have him squish over that stuff to the side so that this hardware is in line with it, or can we add it as a layer in that central corridor?
Okay, Zena. Yeah, we copy your...
And forgive me for being so specific, but I know we're moving this around for CG purposes, so I really want to make sure we are doing the right thing.
Zena, we 100% are with you. We want to make sure we are doing the right thing. And if you can do a quick audit of that P5 location, doesn't need to be in the down in the details or down the weeds. Just we would like to be in sync of what big items are in that area just to make sure that we're tracking on the ground where you guys have the current config in that P5 location. Then we'll take it from there.
Matt, hang on 1 second. Sorry, just trying to round up all our information for you.
Kevin, Zena, before the teeters hand over, we're tracking the MSL and port facility and then some trash and foam. So we don't need that report. Anything in addition to that, we'd love to know, though.
Please. And
Station Houston on 2 for Zena. I think I walked you into the teeters hand over there.
Okay, sorry. Stand by. Houston, Station 2 for the track follow-up.
Zena, go ahead.
Okay, if you take a look at step 157.01 and the constraint image there, that will help us describe for you what's going on. Basically, the port 5 inner layer from aft to forward is full with this blue heat transfer facility bag that contains a bunch of step 600 series stuffing. So from aft to forward, P5 inner layer was already full. By the time we got to step 262, where Mike was supposed to put the MSL core facility in, so we wound up filling the central corridor in bay 5. So in between starboard inner and port inner, but biased towards the aft side of that central corridor with the MSL core facility. Does that make sense?
Okay, Zena, we copy all. That really helps. So we can put the step 263, the hoses, right next to that, but a little bit biased more towards the center line. Just for some context, from a CG perspective, having this heavy hardware more towards the center line is kind of what we're looking for, and that's kind of the crux of what we're trying to get at here. So appreciate the context.
And Matt, can you clarify what you mean by hoses?
Yeah, sorry about that, Dina. Yeah, the MSL gas supply, step 263, that hardware.
Copy. Okay. In that case, would you all prefer the MSL core facility in step 262.01 also to be biased towards the very middle of Cygnus? And then we can stuff foam around those two items, 262 and 263, kind of on either side, more towards aft and forward, and have those heaviest things in the very, very middle of bay 5?
Yeah, Zena, we do like that idea, but we just want to make sure it's not a huge time hit. Do you have a rough estimation of how long that would take you to put it in that config?
Maybe 10 or 20 minutes. It wouldn't take a lot of time except for the strapping. So also, if we're able to just friction fit stuff, that makes it really fast.
Okay, Zena, yeah, appreciate it. We've been talking a little bit more here. No need to rearrange anything currently as is right now. But if that gas supply is next to that other hardware, somewhat close to the center line, that's good enough. I just want to give you that additional context that Cygnus's CG is not as critical as other vehicles. We just need to be in a somewhat decent config for reentry. So as long as we're in sync of where things end up at the end of the day, we'll be in a good spot.
Okay, Matt, we copy. Medium decent. We'll just take a lot of pictures to show you what we've done, but yeah, just want to make sure everybody understands, and apologies for our confusion, but to use the same language that we think we had established, P5 inner is already full, so we are putting heavy stuff as close as possible to the center line in what we are calling the central corridor of Bay 5.
Hey, no need to apologize, and that is good words. So we're in sync going forward, and we do appreciate those pictures.
Awesome. Thank you so much. This is really helpful.
Station Houston on 2 for Johnny and T2.
Johnny on 2, go ahead.
Hey, I think we came in 5 minutes early than that previous call, so you are go for use for T2. Appreciate the patience.
Okay, go for T2. Thanks, guys.
Houston Airlock on 2.
Airlock, with you on 2, go ahead.
Hey, we're still working with Huntsville on the payload moment for the drop experiment, but I do get a few moments here and there. So I am setting up the airlock nicely. Looks like you have the airlock camera already on, and you're welcome aboard if you're not already with the Node 1 camera, which needs a little bit of adjusting. Looking forward to working with the community team today.
Hey, Mike, you're reading our minds. We will take that adjustment on that Node 1 camera. And if you're still listening, we did see a object float down to the deck area of the airlock. We're thinking it was gray tape or something that looks like it. Just wondering if you could do a quick search to see if you can find what it was. Hey, needle in a haystack. Good find, Mike. Hey, Mike, you like the view. Appreciate it.
It's an airlock on two.
We're with you, Mike. Go ahead.
I am standing by still to any last item, action items from Huntsville. But if it's all right with you, I can start on step number two for EMU prep and then go all the way pretty much to step 2.9, but all the way to 2.9, but not to do 2.9 yet, if that works for you.
Hey, Mike, we like that plan. You were a go.
I'll be trying to keep on the timeline and do a good job for you all.
Hey, we appreciate it.
And Matt, as you well know from the flight test world, it's good to double-check. My understanding of thorough reading is that I'm going to be working with 3003, that's EMU 3003, and that's the one on the aft side I'm pointing to, and we'll be working on that one today.
Hey, Mike, we love that flight test. That is a good readback. Aft ETA 3003. Copy, thumbs up. Hey, Mike, one of the side effects of having camera views on you is we can see that nice watch you got on there. Well, we'd like to love for you to keep it on. We'll need you to remove it before you get into that EVA. Copy, thumbs up.
Appreciate you backing us up, and that watch was writing checks that my paycheck couldn't cash, so we will definitely have it off.
Hey, we copy all. Thanks, Mike.
Mr. Airlock on two.
We're listening.
Great. I'm ready to start on 2.9 with the helmet and the harnesses in the HUD.
We are ready for you to proceed.
Fantastic. In work. It's an airlock on two.
Be on two.
Yeah, I think so far so good. Any comments up to now? And then also I have a quick question about the powder-free nitrile gloves.
No questions so far, but we'll take your question.
Yeah, and also just double-checking that the views are good for the airlock. If there's any camera changes, now's a great time.
Hey, we like the views, Mike. No changes needed.
Hey, fantastic. The stowage note says that I can find powder-free nitrile gloves. We have regular nitrile gloves all over the station. I think you really want to emphasize or be sure that it's powder-free as such. I have the Ziploc here that says EMU repair tools, and I can put a fair amount of nitrile gloves and powder-free nitrile gloves in there. I was hoping to use one of those pairs.
Hey, Mike, good plan. You were a go for that. Copy. Thumbs up.
Houston airlock, quick sync point for EMU waterline.
Ready for sync point. Go ahead.
Yes. We have finished 3.9, getting ready to install the new WLETA. Its serial number is 254.
254. Good number, Mike.
Up y'all. And continuing. No issues, nothing to report with the removal. I think you were able to see some of it. It went very smoothly. Compliments to a good procedure.
Copy. Good procedure. We'll give you some of that credit, Mike. Great work.
Houston Airlock, real quick, for the new WETA, it came packed in bubble wrap like you expected, right, serial number, but also attached to it is a new MWC cover, multi-water connector, I believe, and its serial number is 057. Do I install that with the MWC cover on as it is now, or do I take off the MWC cover?
And, Mike, good question. You can leave that on during the install just for added protection.
I like it. Thank you.
Fish in Houston on two for Kimia and Stowtrack answer at your convenience.
And Houston Airlock, I think Kimia may be in it's for you, Kimia. But real quick, Matt, if you don't mind, the On step 4.6, I have three O-rings, there is a central O-ring. It's not required for when installed on the EMU, but I see one now. If you want a picture, I think you weren't expecting it, but it's good, and the rest of the new WLVTA looks good.
Hey, Mike, we'll definitely take you up on those photos, and we're just double-checking whether or not and we see you coming to the camera as well. Stand by while we're just checking this view, Mike.
So, Houston Station on Space Ground 2, for stage.
Hey, Kimia, we are just following up on your question in step 265.02. We copy that CTV 5605 is empty. So just want to confirm that is the case, and if it is, you're go to return it to the empty pantry, CTP pantry. And then we had a follow-up question on that. We expected that to actually have dust masks and brine filters in it, located in the fur rack. So we're assuming that those brine filters and dust masks are actually out of that CTP and just in the fur rack itself. We're just wondering if you can confirm that.
Okay, I don't see such kind of things inside this CTP, or like just forms, but yeah, that was completely empty, so I just double check, and if it's empty, I'm gonna put it back to the CTP pantry.
Okay, great info, Kimia. Appreciate that, and you're go to move on.
Thank you very much for your support.
Hey, Mike, and we see you taking pictures there, and we appreciate the views, and good eye. That center O-ring was not expected to be there. However, the teams are taking a look here on the ground to see if it's okay to install as is. So just give us a couple minutes, and we'll get back to you. And copy, thumbs up.
Snare lock 2. Matt, I know you guys are working on it. Just wanted to say all three O-rings look very pristine, no nicks, no cuts, and so they're good to go when you say they're good to go.
Hey, great data. We'll get back to you.
Station on Space Ground 2 for Station.
Kimmy, go ahead.
Sorry about that. Sorry for the confusion. Actually, I misreported CTB number. So I meant CTB 5105. So 5105 is empty, and 5605 is stay in the signal. Sorry about that.
Okay, Kimmy, appreciate the patience. So, yeah, we copy 5105 as the empty CTV. And then we were expecting 5605, as I mentioned earlier, to be in the lab. So if you can just take a quick look inside that 5605 CTV and just give us a general feel of a couple of items that are in there, just to make sure that we're in sync of what's inside that CTV.
Okay, that CTV is still in Cygnus. Actually right next to this 5105, and it was actually completely full with filters and also maybe masks. If you have video view, I can bring that CTP and show it to you.
Hey, Kimmy, I appreciate it. We don't have a video view, and we don't think we need it either, but we were expecting that to be in the lab, that 5605 CTP. So if you can you re-perform step 218, that's step 218, that'll have you take that CTV to the proper location in the fur rack.
I understand. I'm going to search it, that location, and make that step, and make it complete, and put it in a lab. Thank you.
Yep, good. Read back in step 218, which is already marked completed. You can use that as reference.
218, thank you.
If that's for the fur rack, we did put some CTVs in the fur rack, and the fur rack is full right now. It does take a few minutes to take all the camera equipment off the fur rack and then open up the doors for the procedure and then close the doors with the torque wrench. So that's I'm happy to help with that, Houston, when I'm done with the EMU, if that's important.
Hey, Mike, that's a great context there. Appreciate it. Yeah, that probably changes our perspective a little bit. We don't want to waste any time there. So we're going to work on an alternate location for Kimia. So appreciate it. Airlock Houston on 2 for O-ring.
Go ahead for O-ring from the airlock.
Hey, Mike, once again, great catch. We took a look. We are go for you to install with that third O-ring in the middle. Appreciate that feedback, and we'll make sure we update our products on the ground to be in sync with you guys on orbit.
No worries. Real life be like that sometimes, so I'm happy to continue on with the procedure. We will keep the central O-ring intact, and it looks good.
Sounds like a plan.
And Houston Airlock, just to keep you up, looks like you do have KU. We are working on 4.9 now.
Copy, 4.9. We're watching.
Houston Airlock with a probably obvious question, but like to double-check.
We're all about double-checking. Go ahead.
Yes, yeah, so looking at figure 8 and step 4.0, let's see, I guess that, never mind, the caution actually gives me the answer to my question is more like the part and serial numbers if they're facing outward or inward, and the is that they should be facing outward so we can read the part and serial numbers. So thanks, that was my question. Good job.
We're happy to help.
Postation on Spaceground 2 for South Rock.
Come here, go ahead.
Hey, I missed maybe part of the actual conversation. So I just want to double check. Do you want me to do step 218 or just stand down and put this CTB in another location?
Hey, Kimia, just go ahead and temp stow that CTB. We'll get you a final location sometime in the future. So appreciate the patience.
Okay, no problem. So I'm going to just temp stow nearby. Thank you. Thank you for the information.
Hey, Houston, from the Iraq. I'm on step number 5 to set up the EMU for leak test.
Copy all. We're following along.
And then Houston for timeline. I'm feeling very comfortable where we are, and I'm happy to continue on moving all the, you know, through. We should be able to accomplish this in the next O2 task by midday meal.
Hey, Mike, we were chatting about that a bit, so we're in sync with you. We're go to press as well.
Okay, thanks. Glad to know that, and thank you. Yeah, we're doing great here, and it's the connection looks super, so I predict success. But we'll find out. Got to test it.
Hey, fingers crossed.
Houston Airlock, no need to respond. Just letting you know, Reba, battery is serial number 1005.
Good number.
Houston Airlock, 2.
Mike, go ahead.
I think you guys have been following along. It looks like we have a good flow through the water loop, none at the parts that we just attached, and none at the deck ring ports. Started the 20-minute timer at 12:05. O2 pressure at the beginning was 900. How copy?
Copy all, Mike. Those are good numbers, and while I have you, Huntsville wanted us to pass along that droplet ops are going well. They really appreciate your help there. No need to sync up with them now. They'll catch you later after midday meal when you're doing the teardown activity.
Fantastic, and please pass my compliments and thanks to them and the whole team for letting me know, because we invest our time, and it's really cool to see how it turns out. So good news is good, and thank you.
Absolutely. You're listening.
And Matt, while we're waiting, I could probably pack up the the WLVTA that we used for, I think it's somewhere around step 7. Also, I could start the O2 reconfiguration, which was our next activity, just to try to keep on this timeline.
Hey, Mike, we like your first recommendation. You are go for the PAC activity, but we're going to hold on to that O2 activity for a little while longer. We'll wait till we're done with this R&R, and then we'll get right onto it.
Now that you mention it, yeah, that makes a lot of sense. But there's a lot I can do with the EMU while it's still running with them.
Houston, Station 2, question on SSC-10.
Donnie, go ahead on 2.
Matt, I know this SSC-10 is hung up on a bio screen. Wondering if you could use it, it'll pick me up. Would you like me to reboot it?
Hey, Johnny, good catch. We will take up your offer for that reboot.
You got it. I'll reboot it now, and just call me in if it didn't work.
Sounds like a plan.
Houston Station 2, question on stow note for my first CASA activity, row 2.
Hey, Johnny. I'm going to have you stand by for a few minutes here while we make sure we're in a good configuration for the reboost. Let me get back to you.
Wait, no rush. Thanks.
Station Houston on 2 for Johnny and Casa and a couple of other items.
Houston, Johnny 2, ready copy.
Hey, Johnny, first item is we're about to put RSA 2 into public 2, so ICOM will be unavailable. And the second item is I was taken to, Garrett told you to stand by. It's basically big picture. One of the BGAs stalled on us, but Fitter cleared it. We were just working that before the reboot, so that's kind of why he had you stand by there. And then third is we're expecting a question from you from CASA, and we're ready to take that.
Hey, thanks for the follow-up. Copy 1 and 2, and then for 3, my question is, CTB, 2.0 CTB 5070, I think that was row 2 in my first cutoff activity. It's quite full. Volumetrically, it's about 110% full, and I don't think it will fit behind the MSRR rack. I think it would, just because of the rails and everything else in there, wouldn't fit. I can use a camcorder to show you what I mean. I think 2.0 would fit if it was 70% full, but 110% full, I don't think it would. So, kindly asking for an alternate solution, whether that's separating these into two different CTBs and then putting it behind MSRR or just different location. No rush.
Okay, Johnny, we copy your question about row 2 and your first Doge activity. We'll think about it a little more and get back to you. Appreciate it.
Well, good. And then, if you all don't mind giving us a little 5-minute warning prior to reboot, just so if we're free, we'll be happy little accelerometers for you.
Absolutely. We'll give you that 5-minute warning. Hey, Johnny, while we're chatting, just we owed you one thing about the lab camera. We appreciate you powering on for us. We went on board, no joy with the lab camera, so you guys can go ahead and power it off if, since we're not using it.
Copy. This is lab cam 1.
Firm, lab cam 1.
Okay. Do you want us to repurpose lab cam 2 so you have general SA of the lab? Or I think right now it might be pointed at an experiment. Looks like it's pointed at Kermit, maybe.
Hey, Johnny, good idea. We're currently not using it for the experiment, so we can repurpose it.
Okay. All right. Just something for you guys to look at. I'm sure it's more fun to see crew going out and about through their day. Thanks.
Copy. Yep, it's very helpful. Appreciate it.
Houston Station on 2 with an offer for the camcorder, lab 1.
And hey, Johnny, sorry, I was just talking to Mike real quick, but back with you on 2.
Hey, sorry, didn't mean to interrupt your conversation. We are making you earn your pay today, aren't we? So I have a personal problem of leaving non-working electronics alone, and so I wanted to offer lab cam 1. I'm happy to troubleshoot, just basic high-level troubleshooting, to see what might be the issue. Just I think as the first measure of troubleshooting, an easy one to do would be to lab cam 2, which we know works. Just go ahead and like put lab cam 2 with the HDSDI cable from lab cam 1, the power cable from there, or see if that works. Okay, Houston, through lab cam 2, it's actually, technically it's lab cam 1, but the signaling, the electrical cable is all lab cam 2 plumbing. Do you see me?
And we see you front and center.
Okay, that exonerates the camcorder. Let me see now if I can, stand by. Okay, Houston, station 2. So I've got, so both camcorders we know work. They're both on. I've now changed the HDSDI cable from encoder 1 to encoder 2. We know encoder 2 works. So can you see if you have video on lab cam 2?
Москва МКС, Корнелий, СБ-2, радиограмме 6312.
СБ-2.
Приступаю к работе. Можем обсудить нюансы по пятому шагу.
Хорошо, тогда перед началом выполнения пятого шага я тогда попрошу доложить показания счетчика. И сама длительность включения насоса сепаратора будет 6 минут. Надо будет подольше покрутить 6 минут. И так как мы заменили сейчас трубопровод на пустой, незаполненной жидкостью, то у нас дополнительно к проверь дозатор будет загораться транспарант консервации некачественная.
Принял. 6 минут только для первого сепаратора или для всех?
Для всех одинаково, 6 минут.
Принял. Спасибо. ЦОП Москвы, МКС, канале СГ1, по регламентным работам, уточняю, в канале СГ2, по регламентным работам с МНР.
Зачем в СГ2?
Я подключаю, получается, МНР только по питанию, ну, электроразъемы. Все остальные разъемы я не трогаю, не открываю даже. Заглушки не снимаю, правильно?
Да, заглушки можно не снимать.
Принял.
Houston Station 2 with 2 stowage questions.
And Zena, we are with you on 2. We're about to lock up on 3 any moment, so I'll meet you over there.
Москвы, МКС, канале СГ-2, по радиограмме 63-12.
Вечерем в СГ-2.
Выполнил установку МНР с баркодом 00286614G. И по пятому шагу отработал включение пульта управления АСУ. То есть я проверил, что на ПУ АСУ-2 два тумблера автоматы ручной находятся в выключенном положении. Включил ПВП-10 на пульте управления АСУ-1. Включил ВК-1 и перевел переключатель пульт во включенное положение. И при этом МНР сразу у меня запустился. Без поворота крана на мочеприемнике. Это нормальная работа или что-то не так?
Такое могло быть. Для того, чтобы... так, значит, кран на мочеприемнике закрыт, правильно я понимаю?
Но я не трогал, я включил пульт, МНР начал раскручиваться. Я подумал, что лучше выключить пока временно и спросить у вас, что я сделал, собственно. И жду, что вы скажете.
Да, иногда такое бывает, когда реле не в том положении была при отключенном пульте. Для того, чтобы отключить вращение МНР, нужно привести вручную, нажать «Привести в исходную».
Принял. Я тогда сейчас повторно включу переключатель пульт ручного управления и после этого выдам команду приведения в исходное. Тут Москва, МКС, канале СГ-2.
Включаем в СГ-2.
Выдал после включения пульта и переведения тумблера ручное управление во включенное положение команду приведения в исходное, но это не возымело эффекта.
Нет, тогда нужно сейчас проверить на всякий случай, что кран мочеприемника у нас в положении закрыт, и повторить операцию, но нажать 2 клавиши, привести в исходное и МНР от...
Приведение в исходное и вторую какую?
Отключить.
МНР отключить, принял. Одновременно или последовательно?
Одновременно.
Принял. Тут Москвы, кран мочеприемника в закрытом положении. Приступаю к выполнению следующих операций. МКС, канале СГ-2.
Включаем в СГ-2.
Выполнил повторное отключение. МНР опять включился после включения тумблера пульт в верхнее положение, после чего перевел ручное управление в положение включено и вывел команду приведения в исходное и разделитель отключен. МНР отключился.
Принято. Все штатно. Тогда далее продолжаем по пункту 5. И будет просьба доложить показания счетчика на пульте.
Принял. После перевода крана мочеприемника в открыто доложу. Или сейчас текущее нужно показание?
Сейчас текущее и потом в конце работы.
Принял. Москвы, текущее показание счетчика АСУ 014-342.
014-342. Принято. 014-342.
принял и перевожу кран мочеприемника в положение open на 6 минут.
Ньютон.
Перевел кран и запуск МНР.
Принято.
Загорелся светодиод, дозаторы погас, и сейчас горит два красных светодиода. Проверь дозатор и консервант некачественный.
Принято, все штатно.
Ожидаю 6 минут, после чего закрою кран мочеприемника и буду действовать дальше.
Хорошо, принято.
Тут Москвы в канале СГ-2. Пока буду самостоятельно работать, если будут какие-то отклонения от штатной циклограммы, тогда доложу.
Хорошо, принято.
Station Houston on 2 for Kimia and Toka.
Okay.
Hey Kimia, for Toka, we completed step 1 from the ground, so we are go for you to pick up in step 2 when ready.
Okay, thank you very much. Thank you for the support. I'm going to be picking up from step 2 this moment now. Thank you.
Good read back.
Суп Москвы, канале СГ-2, по радиограмме 6312, регламентные работы с МНР.
Встречаем в СГ-2.
Выполнил регламентные работы для всех трех МНР. Вставляю МНР со штрих-кодом 000-92-734R и приступаю к выполнению седьмого шага.
Принято. И при выполнении седьмого шага мы рекомендуем использовать смазку CO-TIM для пристыковки гидравлики к насосу сепаратору. Смазать кольца.
Принял, да, хорошо. И сейчас доложу количество подходов на счетчике.
Хорошо.
Количество подходов 014-345.
Принято. 014-345.
Подтверждаю. Москва МКС, канале СГ-2. У меня вопрос по разъему КРМ на МНР, который вот я оставлю в ОСУ МЛМ. К этому разъему ничего не стыкуется, он просто закрывается заглушкой, правильно?
Ну, все верно. Это технологический разъем, он закрывается заглушкой.
Принял. Спасибо. Суп Москвы МКС, канале СГ-2 по МНР.
Встречаем в СГ-2.
Несколько вопросов по соединениям. Получается, на шланге, который я поменял, который от дозатора консерванта и воды идет, и тройник на нем находится. Вот получается, два разъема SMU я подстыковал к МНР. Разъем RU18, ну, соответственно, к фильтру вставки и к мочеприемнику идет. И вот остался свободный разъем А2. Он так и остается свободным?
Да, А2 тоже технологический, он остается с заглушкой.
Принял на него заглушку. И получается, в радиограмме указано подсоединить шланг, разъем шланга. В общем, разъем А9 подсоединить к разъему А9 вентилятора. Это все разъемы, которые к вентилятору нужно подсоединить?
В сути, да, потому что мы же демонтировали на раме вентилятор вместе с фильтром. То есть установить обратно и подсоединить разъем А9 к вентилятору.
Принял. А вот у меня, получается, тогда незадействованный шланг в руках с разъемами А10 и А11. Он вообще просто тогда никуда не подсоединяется. Его просто оставить и на, получается, фильтре тоже шланг. Не шланг, а разъемы свободные. Ну, А12, понятно, воздух. А11 и секунду, и А10. Видимо, этот шланг должен на этих разъемах быть, правильно?
На самом деле, да, здесь вентилятор должен вот шлангом шестым быть подключен. А11 шланга 6 подключен к фильтру, А10 шланга 6 к вентилятору.
Ага, все, принял. Просто он, видимо, у меня тут перехлёстывался с какими-то элементами конструкции, я его снял. Все, вернусь сейчас на место.
Station
Destination Huntsville on Space to Ground 2 for Xena. This is your hand pass reminder with a rise time of 1533 GMT.
Тут Москва МКС, канал СД-2.
СД-2.
А, не запрашивали меня?
Не запрашивали.
Прием. Тут Москва МКС, канал СД-2 по МНР.
СД-2.
Отработал по шагу 7, восстановление схемы АСУ МЛМ, установил МНР с баркодом 00-92734 и раму вентилятора с фильтром установил на свое место, соединил все соединения и соединил разъем ша-12ПУ кабеля, разъем ша-12ПУ таких дозатора консерванта и воды. Приступаю к заключительным операциям.
Алекс, спасибо за работу. Тогда на сегодня я прощаюсь и до новых встреч.
Да, спасибо за помощь. Один вопрос. Получается, раны на разъемах РУ-2, РУ-4 остаются в положении закрыто, согласно радиограмме, правильно?
Да, это правильно. Мы пока оставляем, потому что предполагается еще замена ДКЭВ перед включением в работу системы. Вот поэтому и в связи с этим, в том числе, мы как раз рекомендуем нанести маркировку на пульт управления по АСУ-1, не использовать, требуется восстановление конфигурации. Это, скорее всего, удобнее сделать серой лентой и маркером, или как удобнее.
Да, маркировку я нанесу, вот, как основную часть работ выполнил, сейчас буду все тут приводить в порядок. Спасибо тогда.
Олег, и с СГ-2 уходим, возвращаемся в СГ-1.
Да, хорошо, принял.
Station Houston on Space to Ground 2 for Johnny and the CTV labels we were talking about.
Station Johnny 2, ready copy.
Johnny, we have labels for those two 1.0 CTVs for you. First, we'd like to ask, though, for the larger item that you were encountering that needed its own CTV, would you please verify that that's the inlet acoustic box? Johnny Houston, back with you on 2. I saw there was a comm drop. We might have lost you there briefly. Looking to have you confirm if the larger item that you were working with that needed its own CTV is the inlet acoustic box.
Okay. Confirm. The item that needed its own box is the top inlet acoustic box.
Roger. So that inlet acoustic box is a great label to have on the first 1.0 CTV. So label the first one inlet acoustic box, and then label the second 1.0 CTV shrimp. It's like the crustacean.
Okay, copy all. So I'll read you back the CTV. 1.0 CTV 5673 is going to be called inlet acoustic box, and 1.0 CTV 5301 will be called shrimp. And I think I have all the info I need. Thanks.
We copy all. Thank you for the serial numbers.
And Johnny 2, confirming, am I allowed to use both sides of the overhead 3 MSRR rack? Right now, the left half is open for Kermit. Wondering if I can use the right half that is currently closed.
Copy, Johnny. We are checking on that one for you. We'll let you know. Station Houston on 2 for Xena and EVA EMU Soyuz pack. We have one small delta for you.
We can too.
Hey, Xena. So regarding the task you're about to, you're working, we have one delta for you, and it is for the O-ring fragment that's currently located with the FPS. I'd like to have you put that
on GMT 317. It's taped to the outside because we wrote on the Ziploc bag in Sharpie and weren't sure about sealing those volatiles up with the FPS itself, but I will follow the directions and copy.
Copy that, Xena. We can keep it as is, taped to the outside there. We're good with that.
Sounds good to me. Thanks.
Roger. Thank you.
Station 3.
Johnny, we're with you on 2. We see a good image from the camera there.
Yeah, on 2. Okay, copy. All right, so that confirms it was the HDSDI cable that was causing those issues. The old one I'm going to throw away is serial number 1016. It's a 25-foot HDSDI video cable. And the new one is 1022,
25-foot HD SDI cable. I'm going to unplug it so I can properly plumb it behind all the racks and everything. I just wanted to do a quick test so far I went through all that work.
Copy that, Johnny. We're going to keep the camera there on the downlink so that we'll know when you're complete with disconnecting it and all that. Additionally, copy, 1016 is the one getting trashed, and 1022 is the new one.
To station 2 for the upcoming port CQ radio check.
Johnny Houston, with you on 2, go ahead.
I just wanted to let you know, I already did the plumbing for that, and Mike incidentally happened to be in a CQ, volume bars 9, and he reported great transmission, good loud and clearness at level 9. So I think we can call that activity complete.
We copy and concur with that one, Johnny. Additionally, I have info for you regarding the MSRR rack. You have our go to use the right side as in addition to the left side.
Go, Chief. Thank you.
Johnny Houston back with you on 2. I do have one clarification for you.
Johnny is listening. Go ahead.
Copy that, Mike, on behalf of Johnny. We would like to pass that Johnny is go to use exclusively the right side. Please do not use the left side of the MSRR rack.
Any copies.
Thanks, guys.
Houston, Johnny on 2. Thanks to Mike, we were able to get all 3 of the 1.0 CTVs on the right side. 2 of those 3 CTVs were the ones that came from the 2.0, and then one of them was already from CASA. If you need the CTV serial numbers, let me know, but I think everything should be logged.
Copy all, Johnny. We already have the numbers. Great work there. Appreciate the help.
Send Johnny 2 for the HDACI cables.
Johnny, we're with you on 2. Go ahead.
Hey, I got the cable situated in an okay spot right now. My recommendation, if this is possible, would be to maybe set up a 45 to an hour activity to really get this sorted out. It's a bit of a rat's nest, and so this will require what I think is you get the power cable and the HDSDI cables, and you string them out, get all the kinks out, and then you tape them at every 12-inch intervals to really make it a single unit. And then right now it's just kind of, they're all just kind of jumbled around. Some are behind other cables and behind other racks. So I think it's good for now, but if you want a really nice pro job, this will probably take an hour of time.
Copy, Johnny. Do you think any cable D-mates would be necessary to work that, or do you think it's workable as it is?
I think we're in a good, so the question is it good as is for now? Absolutely. I think we can do normal ops and stuff. In order to really clean it out, what I would do is I would unplug the power and HDI cables for both camcorders, string them out all the way across the lab, and then start keeping them at 12-inch intervals.
Okay, copy that, Johnny. We'll look into it and see what we can do about scheduling. Appreciate the thoughts.
I mean, or you can just put it on the task list item. Thinking out loud is probably a better thing. Just put it on the task list, and then one of us knock it out.
All right, we've got that down. We'll let you know if we have any updates.
Station 2 for pump inlet.
Tina, Houston's with you on 2. Go ahead.
Hey, I'm looking at figure 3 here and step 8. In figure 3, the pump tube is not labeled, but I'm guessing that is the only tube that is otherwise uncovered, and if I follow the pump outlet around the backside of the FPS, get eventually to the pump inlet.
Check in real quick, Zena. I'll let you know in just a second. Sherlock, Houston on 2 for Zena and that pump inlet tube.
What for Zena?
Hey, Zena. So the pump inlet tube, it's under the diving board. It's the only other tube that comes out of the base of the FPS there. Does that jive with you?
Perfect. Yep, that matches my instincts, but thanks for the sanity check. And then follow-on question for that, I am unable to get enough of a dry-free wipe to that tube that only half an inch is sticking out of the tube. I can maybe only get half an inch into the tube. Is that okay?
Okay, copy that, Zena. Sorry, that took a second. You have our go. What we recommend is to trim the wipe so it's the dry wipe so it's shorter. Additionally, so it fits better, we also recommend you trim the Ziploc bag, but you are doing it right. Copy?
Okay, copy. I can trim the Ziploc and trim the wipe. Oh, will do.
Copy, thank you.
Station 2, T2 hose inspect.
Stand by one, Johnny. Johnny, Houston, back with you on 2, go ahead.
Johnny, the T2 hose inspect is complete. I'm 99.9% sure the female ends are nominal, but just in case, I took some macro shots, so I'd appreciate if you all could take a look at those pictures and just concur that those hoses are in good nominal config.
Copy that, Johnny. Which SSC is that on? We'll get that downloaded.
SSC 7.
Number 7. Sounds good. We'll have a look.
Houston, airlock 2.
Christina, Houston's with you on 2. Go ahead.
Dumb question for step 17. Does this label exist already somewhere, or can I just write this side up on a piece of paper?
A piece of paper is good. So, yes, you will make the label.
Okay, perfect. Thanks.
You got it. Station Houston on Space to Ground 2 for any available crew and the potable bus outage.
Station on 2, I can go around, make sure everyone's going to water, and we'll park back when we're ready for you to secure it.
Johnny, wanted to let you know that we're thinking about putting the PWD outage during the CBISS crew conference. Does that work for you guys?
Yes. I know my crew, and I think they'd say yes, so that works for us.
All right, roger that. We'll go with that, and yeah, that should get it away from free sleep for you.
It's great thinking. If you don't mind still giving us a heads up before you secure it, that way we can get our last minute coffees, OJs, food, et cetera.
Copy. Was that Navy secure or Air Force secure? It's important.
What's the difference?
Well, you see, when you say secure a hotel room to an Air Force person, they go check out a hotel room. If you say secure a hotel room to a Navy person, you know, you guys do what you do. Airlock Houston on Space to Ground 2 for Xena and Small Delta.
Radio on 2.
Hey, Xena. So we wanted to let you know, we're intending to have you keep the FPS cushion on board until the FPS for sure departs on Soyuz. So please don't throw it away until that spacecraft actually departs. That will be lines 1 and 4 on the stownote. Please keep those airlock deployed. I think the cushion's inside the 0.5 CTV labeled, yes, serial number 10.
Happy checking.
Roger, thank you.
Got the cushion right here in the half CTV 5069, and I will not trash it.
5069, no trashy. You got it.
Houston Station on Space Ground 2 for TOCA.
Kimia, Houston's with you on 2 for TOCA. Go ahead.
Yes, now I see the result, so may I read you the result?
We are ready. Go ahead.
TOC 1137. EIC is 351.51. And TOC RSD 13%.
Copy that, Kimia. Those are good numbers. I have some additional information for you regarding some earlier items, if you're ready.
Okay, please stand by. I'll take some notes.
Copy. We are standing by. So from earlier, from the morning prep note you had regarding the torque wrench, this was used during yesterday's Orbit 1, and it's prior to the expired torque wrench swap next week. We would like you to go ahead and trash this torque wrench. Serial number on this, just to confirm with you, is 12080809er. How copy?
So serial number should be 12080800079, and if it's correct, I can trash it to the hardware TSV, probably, right?
That is absolutely correct, Kimia. Additionally, let me scroll my notes here a second. The second item I have for you is you asked about the final location of CTV 5605. We're tracking that. It's currently temp stowed in the lab. We have two potential locations for this CTV for you. First is in Node 3, Overhead 2, should have about 3.0 CTV of space available for you, or the Node 3 End Cone, which also should have about 3.0 CTV of space. Let us know if you have any questions.
So either Node 3 Overhead 2 or Node 3 End Cone, we can store this 1.0 CTV, and I will report back to you by crew note.
We copy all. That's a good readback. Thank you, Kimia.
Okay, and actually, I have one quick question regarding all the talker. So I'm going to go back to Node 3 and ask you this question. Please stand by.
Sounds good. Houston is standing by.
So for the talker on Spacecraft 3, Spacecraft 2, now it's showing that in the screen, waste back error is 50% for 50%. But for this test, actually, it was also showing 50%. So I think this might be some like an indication of malfunction. The reason why I'm asking this was when I open this like a panel, it seems like this bag was empty, and the previous bag was also almost full. So if I can, if you allow me to open this like a panel and confirm whether a waste bag is getting a little bit more water, or like the bag which I installed is like decreasing the water level, but I think that's actually showing some like a data point to analyze some like malfunctions. If everything is fine, actually that's okay as well. So I'd like to open this front panel to check the status of this machine. How does it sound?
Checking.
Thank you. And if my explanation is not so clear, I'm going to explain, so please don't hesitate to ask me again.
No, no, we've got you, Kimia. We do understand. We're talking about it really quick, though. We're coming up with a plan. We'll be back with you here in just a couple minutes.
Okay, thank you. Thank you very much.
Station Houston on 2 for Kimia and Toka.
Go ahead.
Okay, we understood your last. Our recommendation based on your call, we are go to have you go ahead and open up the panel and have a look. Please feel free to move the bags around a little bit if necessary. You're good to check the wastewater bag status, as you indicated. Please have a towel on hand in case there is any loose water, and let us know if you see any additional indications of a potential malfunction.
Okay, I understand. I'm going to prepare the towel for dry wipes and open up this panel. Thank you.
You copy. Kimia.
Station on Spacecraft 2 for Toka.
Kimia, Houston's with you on 2. Go ahead.
Hey, I'm going to report my observation. Actually, it's good news, I think. Sample bag actually decreased, and maybe only 10% of water remaining. And sample bag, waste bag actually, same amount of water which I installed for this bag is actually on it. So I think everything looks fine. The only thing I'm a little bit worried about is like waste bag level is 50%, showing 50%, but this is only like a 10% full.
Hey, Kimia, copy all. We understand. I think that was a good data point you passed us. We'll look into it. One thing we would like for you is a serial number on the PWD sample bag, if we could.
Sorry, I write it in a procedure and forgot to save it. So the number is, serial number is, only see lot number here. Is that okay for you?
Number one, Kimia.
Yeah, please stand by. Actually, I remember where I discarded, so I can quickly submit that back and report back to you. Sorry about that.
Thank you, Kimia. That is super helpful. Thank you.
So, station on Spacecraft 2 for Toka.
Yeah, Houston's with you on 2. Go ahead.
I report serial number for the analysis packet screen. Serial number is 1328.
1328 for the PWD sample bag. Thank you for the reports.
Thank you very much for your support.
Houston, Space to Ground 2 for Johnny. I'm going to give you your PWD last call.
Johnny, we check everyone is good with the water so you can secure it.
Copy. We will secure the PWD.
Double A first.
Got nothing, man. Nice. Station Houston on Space to Ground 2. No response required. PWD is now back in service. Station Houston on 2 for Kimia and request.
Houston Airlock 2 for EMU component staff question.
Zina, we're with you on 2. Go ahead.
Okay, step 23, just want to make sure I am
doing the correct thing. When we say remove and stow extra parts per stowage note, does that mean just taking out everything that is inside EMU repair kit Ziploc?
Copy that, Zena. That's a firm. Basically, everything. But we want to make sure that the outside bag has only the pump, or its priming valve, the pump priming valve in it.
Okay, copy. Pump priming valve goes into this Ziploc, and just sanity check me here. This is a really big Ziploc for the pump priming valve. Is that correct?
Yes, A-firm. The bag is large. It'll just get, like, folded over.
Okay, copy.
Send Station 2 for GSB follow-up.
Johnny, Houston's with you on 2. Go ahead.
So, looks like yesterday I dropped a crew note that I deployed the dry JSB 5493, and that's our current dry JSB. Was there another question about JSBs? I think you wanted to know if we have a wet one.
Yeah, that's affirmative. We were wondering if you had a wet trash JSB deployed.
We should, for sure. I remember throwing wet stuff away not so long ago. I will go and find out that number.
Roger. Please and thank you.
And Johnny, too, we did not find a wet JSB, and so what I think happened was it may have recently been loaded into cargo ops. So we deployed a new one, JSB 5593.
Copy. New JSB 5593, and it sounds like the old one was secured. Sounds great.
Sure. Anything else?
Come on. You guys have a fantastic evening. It's great working with you, as always.
Twice, and we'll make sure to take care of that note on the note to starboard port.
Awesome, thank you. And we'll stay on board to work with Zena in the airlock, just for awareness.
Thanks, Houston. And following up on the wet trash JSB, Kimmy and I did load in Stowtrack Step 272.01 the wet trash JSB 5490. It was pretty much 100% full, and I don't think we deployed a new one after that.
Okay, awesome. Yeah, thanks for the additional context. Appreciate it. You're like Houston on 2 for Zena and that foam swab.
Down 2.
Hey, Zena, just wanted to let you know that that foam swab is trash, so that can go ahead and be trashed.
Fantastic, thank you.
Thumbs up, thank you. Station Houston on 2. No response required. Just want to let you know we are now switching to external cameras. You guys have a good one.